afternoon, my beautiful kings and queens. It is Wednesday, April 8th, 2015. Hopefully you are out there or were out there this morning doing something productive, successful, something that is going to help establish your kingdom and queendom. Today, Sandy Speaks is going to focus directly on my white people. Black people know that all lives matter. But what I need you guys to understand is that being a black person in America is very, very hard. Although you all love to say, oh, nobody should see race, people are the reason that racism is still alive. Well, what kind of people are the reason? Black racists have no power, whereas white racists do. They have power because they are in positions of control, or they are in positions where they can influence the control over black people.
She was 28. Surely the apple of my eye, but I won't try to date. She told me she cared for her people, but she couldn't take. Bodies of blacks being slaughtered and ignoring the case. She just wanted to be a leader and an activist. Strong queen, catalyst, standing for her people halfway. Cause of the damages, she's seen it all before, homie. Needed a strong black king to get behind this woman, but they couldn't. She was powerful in her own right. Eyes dark as midnight. Beautiful body accentuation of the now, right? Earth was in her bosom, yes, she was full of God's light. If you met her, then you gave your all, then you were right. Perfection was her muse, she used her hair as quite a tool to bring attention to the fact that fiction ruled all of the news. She was a poster child. God loved her as his own. And them hips when she was switched fit perfectly within a throne. And the jewels she would wear resembled something like the solar system. Dignified, she symbolized the peak of our women. Cocoa skin, smells of a goddess. Wonder what I had to pay just to touch the hem of her garment. She made her own rules, live by her own code. If you got between her nature, you be sure to explode. Don't pull her hair when you get lost up in there. It's amazing, like a maze, she have you lost up in there. Yeah. But even though she owned the universe, she wasn't loved. They stopped her down in Texas, locked her up, and that's because she's a woman and she's God, and she's beautiful and loved. They treated her like an animal from sales, she's being drugged. And down the hall, the footage cuts to Sandra and the boss. Then next we see a picture in her eyes, it says it all. In her eyes, I saw her dead already. In my eyes, I saw her dead already. In our eyes, we saw her dead already. But that's conspiracy theory. Says she hung herself. To me, I think she's more of a victim. Pure queendom at its finest, and the kingdom got an angel. So Sandra, you are beautiful. For me, I wanna thank you for standing for yourself and never falling to the system. Oppression is a myriad of things, but they don't get it. Confusion is the tool, and they abuse us with the system, throwing us in prison, thinking I'ma rest with these here lyrics. They got it twisted, like your beautiful hair. From your crown to your feet, you are heavenly, yeah. When I get there, I'ma kiss you on the cheek, like just because it took one of our queens, we see exactly who you was. Thank you.
But I want the white folks to really understand out there, black people are truly, we're doing as much as we can. Not all of us, but some of us are really doing as much as we can. And we can't help but get pissed off when we see situations where it's clear that black life didn't matter. For those of you questioning why was he running away, well, goddamn. Because in the news that we've seen as of late, you can stand there, surrender to the cops, and still be killed.